Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland wants to hold the fossil fuel industry accountable for damages from climate change to the tune of $500 billion. He's proposing a Polluters Pay Climate Fund Act.
We should be asking those who spewed carbon pollution into our atmosphere for years, those who have profited immensely, we should be asking them to help pay to clean up the mess. Simple, and certainly a principle backed by the American people.
Van Hollen's proposal is modeled after the federal Superfund program created in 1980 to make polluters pay for cleaning up toxic hazardous waste sites. The new proposal would charge large fossil fuel companies based on their share of greenhouse gas emissions. Van Hollen presented his plan at a news conference where he was joined by other Democratic senators alongside climate activists. Senator Ed Markey is a Democrat from Massachusetts.
We can restack the deck. We can rewrite the script. We can transition to a clean energy future by shifting power and wealth away from big oil and to the agents of positive change, not climate change. The federal government can use these funds to protect communities from the avoidable effects of the climate crisis.
He says the fossil fuel industry knew for decades that they were causing climate harm, but they created a massive disinformation campaign to cover it up.
Before there was the big lie, there was big oil's lie. These companies have played an active role in causing the worsening climate crisis, but our communities and not these companies are paying the price.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is a Democrat from Rhode Island. He says the harm from climate-changing emissions was no surprise to the fossil fuel industry.
They created, in essence, a covert op, a clandestine political manipulation scheme on a massive industrial scale. It worked for a while, but time and science have caught up with them. And we can now scientifically assign responsibility to specific companies.
The senators say they want to hold the fossil fuel industry legally and morally accountable for climate change. And they're being joined by groups like the Union of Concerned Scientists and the Chesapeake Climate Action Network. Jerome Foster II is director of the 1 Million of Us campaign, a youth voting and advocacy group. He says young people around the world have been organizing for climate justice and climate action. And for them, hope comes from action.
And finally, we're seeing it. Finally, we're seeing real change happening. And this is what this bill is all about. It's saying that enough with our future being stolen, enough of them continuing to choose profit over pollution over morality. It's time for us to say, let's make them pay for them stealing our entire world, for stealing our entire mindset. Because growing up and seeing a climate disaster and knowing that your future is uncertain, that creates massive mental health changes for my generation.
The senators and activists say the Polluters Pay Climate Fund Act is only one step toward addressing climate change, and action needs to continue on other fronts, including other legislation as well as litigation in courts. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.